Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome, Tennessee fans, to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. I'm your host, Brandon Bird, alongside, as always, the Duke, who is visiting us. He's going to sound a little different this week, visiting us down from, I'm not going to call it the Bayou, because I don't think you're that far south.
I'm reporting live. You know, I'm on site reporting live from Louisiana.
Reporting live from a coachless LSU.
Nah, Coach O said, smell you guys later, walk off win. I'll take my 19-year-old girl to my 19-year-old girlfriend to Destin. See y'all later.
Of course.
I don't hate the man.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Some big news around what's the conference and upcoming people into the conference. Of course, by that we mean Oklahoma. As we all know, what's going on over there. The Vols did what they were supposed to this week. They officially anchored Vandy. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. A little wordplay.
I got a hit up one of Duke's lines. I love it.
You could have said sunk the Commodores. That would have worked too.
They unwrapped candy.
Bunch of candy A's. Can't say the A word. You know, this is a kid friendly show.
As always, thank you so much for listening. We are, after we finish this show live, we are, it goes out as a podcast. I want to thank everyone for the podcast. We've hit some record numbers on podcasts, doing very well on YouTube as well. Not as great live as we'd like. So share, get people to join in live. There's lots of Tennessee fans out there. Matter of fact, 77,000 of them in the stadium. We only want like 300, you know, to join in. It's hard enough as it is with running shows and whatever. I had to get someone to do it for us so I can just focus on you, sir.
I mean, is there anything really that goes better live than after a few days later? Kids these days wait for all this stuff to come out and then stream it all at one time. So maybe we're just waiting on the binge watchers to show up.
That's right. Yes, just the binge watchers or you know, friends and family and so forth.
Hey. That's all right. You know, we love them all.
Tonight's rundown, we're going to start off going around the SEC first before we get into the Vols game breakdown. Vols moving forward, of course, in their bowl, couple options for their bowl games. And then we'll have our championship picks. And starting off around that SEC, big week, rivalry week.
I wish they still played Kentucky last and not Vanderbilt, but that's just me.
That's okay.
Back in the old days, used to be the last game of the year, if I do remember correctly.
That had to be back quite a while ago.
The 90s. I mean, in the big scheme of things, that's not that long ago.
Clinging on to the 90s. Around the SEC, this has our picks on them as well from last week. Of course, Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
What can you do?
We had that one wrong. Ole Miss 31, Mississippi State 21, the Thanksgiving Day game.
Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl.
The Friday game, Missouri and Arkansas. Good pick for us. We knew Mizzou was not running away with that one. Arkansas dominating. Georgia Tech. You know, I'm really surprised that you did not pick a zero on this one.
I thought about it. What did I pick, 3 or 6?
You did 42-17.
Oh, well, that's way off.
And I did 42-14, so I'm going to take the dub on that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about the Arkansas game? You didn't give us a spread on, or the point,
oh, I'm sorry.
On that
I'm
one.
Sorry. We both said 35-10. Oh, right. Ooh. There. Right there. Yes.
I remember you swaggered, Jack.
I did.
You had it wrote down.
Yep. I did. I had it written down first, but you announced first. Correct.
Yep. your record would be better if you just followed me the whole time.
I was really upset at the Florida State-Florida game. I was a big Seminole fan.
And I was Saturday.
And speaking of Florida, of course, they have named Billy Napier their head coach.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he was on a lot of people's list.
Word on the street is he turned the LSU job down, but with the Title IX stuff coming down the pipeline, I would have too.
I read that not moments ago on CBS Sports.
Yep. I'd say that Florida could probably throw more money than LSU if we're being totally honest.
A lot of money, Louisiana.
I think their endowment's bigger at Florida. That's one of the largest in the SEC.
And they need to spend it on the stadium. Next set of games, Alabama, Auburn. Why? I mean, you picked it. They had the entire game on lock.
Their defense played so well.
And Alabama did what Alabama does and held on to it, grasping at straws at the end, and walk away with it.
Who's the head over SEC? Greg Sankey, is that what his name is?
Sankey.
Yeah, he had to make a call real quick to the refs down there and say, hey, dude, y'all better straighten it up. I need Alabama and Georgia in the final, or in the playoff.
Oh, we're going to get to that in just a minute. Next one, let's see. Wait a minute. How we picked that one right there. Got to see that one. I picked, of course, Alabama. You had Auburn. Mm-hmm. I had 38-28, mm-hmm. and you had 42-40. Mm-hmm. So as far as closeness of game, you had it there.
I didn't know that Bo Nix was out with a broken leg, which that wouldn't have mattered if we're being totally honest. Finley, oh, my gosh, he holds on to the ball longer than anybody on this planet. What?
But I will say this, in defense of you saying that, if Bo Nix was playing, they would have blown Alabama out.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Instead of five sacks, they might have had five picks.
Let me rephrase that. Bo Nix on his on week, which he was due for, right?
Well, that's about like the cicadas coming every 17 years or something, right? Something like that.
Time for some buzzing. The A&M LSU, we both pick A&M. You were 42-17. I was 35-14.
A&M played awful.
That just Calzada didn't have it.
No, he's still young, though.
He is. He's done well to come in the manner which he was just thrown in.
Yeah, because he was a nobody anyway. Like, what I'm saying, he wasn't on anybody's radar, from what I can remember.
Speaking of a nobody, let's jump to the next one. I'm going to segue right into that. South Carolina, I watched this game. I was, I picked South Carolina because they had just beat Florida. They were looking hot. Could not do a thing.
Clemson was not good this year, but their defense was.
Their defense,
you know what I mean?
Their defense was. I mean, it was just off. Yeah. They couldn't get the run going. They couldn't. I mean, every time he slung it down the field, it was intercepted. So, and they were.
What did I pick score wise?
Oh, you picked Clemson 38-28. Yeah.
Well, I gave South Carolina a little more than what they deserved. I saw online somebody today, a South Carolina fan, was tweeting about how, they got their doors blown off of them by Clemson, but that Beamer's going to get South Carolina back. Back to what? I mean, back to what? Fourth in the SEC East?
I love seeing the sign, 1969 ACC champions up at What's the name of their William Bryce Stadium? Is that the name of it?
Out in the daggum fairgrounds in Columbia. Not on campus, out in the middle of nowhere.
And, of course, last and least, Kentucky going to Louisville and handing it to them. We both picked Louisville 28-21. And that just...
Well, I didn't know anything about Louisville, if we're being honest. I was just the Tennessee fan in me. Never picks, like I've said before, Kentucky, Alabama, or Florida.
Yeah, it was. it was a show. It was a show, and quarterback Will Levis put up at least four of those. So he was running it in, very full of himself. Great rivalry weekend. You know, of course, with our game. It was definitely defense for us. Jeremy Banks and Aaron Beasley, both with four solo defensive tackles, 8 and 6 on assists. Had to mention both of them on this, but if we look at tackles for loss, we have to mention a couple more names. Neither one of these guys actually – I'm sorry, Aaron Beasley did have a tackle for loss, as well as Byron Young – Jalen McCullough, Roman Harrison. I mean, they looked great. They put up a total of 5, and, you know, that's we average 5 to 8 per game. And next week we will do a little how Tennessee fares as far as stats versus SEC and versus FBS because they ended up well in a lot of categories. Not just
14th in scoring, I do think.
Yeah, not just fastest offense and best first quarter. They ended up well in a lot of things.
Dead last in possession, which I'm good. I was getting sick and tired of hearing how they never hold on to the ball. No shit, Sherlock. We're here to score touchdowns. I would rather score a touchdown in 30 seconds than drive it for 4 minutes and score.
I mean, Tennessee, with this is their second longest possession. Oh, and it's four minutes and 10 seconds. Yeah, great.
I was getting sick and tired of hearing it. We were there to run it up as fast as we can. I wish we could have hung 100 on Vandy. We didn't play. It was a sloppy game. We didn't play that well.
It was a sloppy.
I mean, we won, right?
They play up and we play down every year.
That's the year. That's Tennessee since existence.
You know.
Except against Alabama and Florida.
I mean.
Then we always play down.
Hooker, and this goes to show you, I mean, out of 18 attempts, 10 completions, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. Longest was 46. The first quarter is what shocked me. We were really sloppy first quarter, and kudos to Vanderbilt's defense. I mean, they put us a turnover on downs. Vandy put us on a turnover on downs.
I mean, it was Vanderbilt's Super Bowl. You got to remember
it
that.
It is. Thank goodness for Theo Jackson, Nashville native Theo Jackson for Middle Tennessee. Coming in and getting the pick 6 for 55 yards. That was exciting.
Very exciting. Pick 6s are always exciting. Especially when they're for us.
Especially for us. In the rushing game, I didn't have time to put this on here. Both Jalen Wright, who, of course, we lost Tyon Evans to the transfer portal. He's gone. And there's a slew of backups behind him ready to go. Jalen Wright looking fantastic. Carried the ball 15 times for 112 yards and a touchdown. And Mr. Jabari Small, number 2, with 15 carries, 103 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hooker. He does not look very good running the ball. And every time he runs it and he does something, they're like, oh, the athleticism of... No, he is not a dual threat. He did go for 75 yards against Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm. You know who else didn't look good running the ball? Forrest Gump. You know what I'm saying? As long as it works, as long as I get into the end zone, I don't care.
And while we're on quarterbacks, Joe Milton with one attempt to run the ball and a loss of 5 yards and a fumble to boot. I think it's time.
When you have hands of stone, that's what happens.
Depending on, and I'm with you, if he wants to stay around, teach him to be a tight end.
Tight end.
In my personal opinion, he needs to go. If we have the recruits the talent that is coming up, and we'll know in early signing period coming up in a couple weeks if we bring on any quarterbacks or January, February, whatever it is, the normal signing period. Everyone just goes to the early now. I don't even know why they call it early.
I hope Hooker stays, but it wouldn't hurt to have a decent backup or even somebody from the transfer portal just in case. I mean, if Hooker – I mean, obviously it's probably a last-minute decision. He's going to get somebody to run, you know, run around the NFL asking, would you
take – He is. He's going to have an agent. He's going to run numbers. He's going to see where his stock lies, and hopefully he finds out that his stock's not good.
Well, no. I mean, I want the best for him. So, if he – I mean, obviously if he can go to the NFL and make money, by all means, we're not going to hold it against you. Obviously, we want you to stay – You turned us around quicker than what people thought. Only could imagine if you started the season and not Milton. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
But if he can make money in the NFL, go make money in the NFL. But if you can't, or if it's a risky, maybe stay. Come on, we'll take you. Come on.
They said in this style offense and this quickness and how well that he's ran this team, a team of a lot of guys that people did not know, and like you said, everyone coming in
the misfit toys.
That's everyone coming in. Even with him not starting in the beginning, he is still breaking records of that of the great quarterbacks that Tennessee has had.
Casey Clawson.
Last week, before the game, I mentioned that Mike Wright is rough. You know, he can get away, and he did on several occasions. And that Griffin, when he gets going, he's on fire. Griffin carried it 30 times for 104 yards and a touchdown, and you can see his speed when he ran in for that touchdown. It wasn't a long run, but he has speed. And Vanderbilt, if they can get some of the recruits, they may get a little bit better, but Clark Lee has a long way to go.
The great thing about running backs, and I say this in the NFL, it's the easiest position to replace unless you have a great running back. If you just have a guy that's, you know, consistent, pretty good, but no superstars, no Derrick Henry, no, you know, Stephon Diggs, no somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Is that like, not Stephon Diggs, he's a receiver. Anyway, if you don't have a great running back, it's easy to replace a mediocre running back with another mediocre running back. They're a dime a dozen. That's how I look at it. Like Eric Gray, smell you later. Come on. Who cares, right?
I bet you he would have loved to have been here this year.
Well, if he would have stayed, we probably would have got a little harder check from the NCAA with some of that McDonald's money, if you know what I'm saying.
I think the clearing of the house may have had to happen.
Maybe he did that because he wanted to be good with Tennessee people. Because if he's like, if I'd have stayed, I'd have really screwed you.
Yeah.
So I did y'all a favor. Maybe.
I'll jump on that train.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll jump on that train.
That's a real ball for life. He's a ride or die.
VFL even in Sooner Town.
Hey.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
We've gone around the SEC. We've talked about the game. The Vols moving forward. I don't even know when the bowl prediction or the bowls are supposed to happen. CBS Sports has made a bold assumption that Alabama is not going to be in the top four. Of course, we won't know until Tuesday night. Michigan.
Who's it going to be?
Michigan definitely. They're going to go from number 5 to 2. That's going to happen. They finally knocked off. Oklahoma State, Cincinnati.
Come on,
that's their prediction.
I would respect Oklahoma State way more than I would Cincinnati.
Yes,
but if Alabama beats Georgia,
they're in. Yeah, they're saying
if Georgia don't do it this year, they're never going to do it. If Georgia doesn't do it this year,
they're never
going to do it
because they get so close. They get so close all the time. While we're on the Vols,
kind of like the Bills. Kind of like the Bills.
We've heard a few things. We've heard Outback. We've heard Liberty. We've heard Music City. Duke's Mayo. CBS is saying they're for the Music City December 30th against Minnesota.
We'll do an on-site.
On-site. I'm ready. little live action.
I could see that. Music City. Liberty Bowl in Memphis. I mean, that's normally our go-to, and we just sneak into the bowls. Outback Bowl. You know, I don't know if we got a good enough record for the Outback Bowl.
Well, you look at the Outback Bowl. CBS has slated Wisconsin and Kentucky is what their prediction.
Well, so Kentucky finished above us, so I can maybe understand. I can see that. Where's the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl at?
It's in Charlotte, isn't it?
I thought that was the Belk Bowl. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's in Charlotte. Of course, in that SEC East, Kentucky finished 9-3 and 7-5. And speaking of finishing that 7-5, if Rad Remington is watching, needs to chime in on this one, because at the beginning of the season, when we were having the preseason shows, he said that Tennessee would have a 8 or 9 win season. And Mr. Duke, I said, "You're crazy."
I did.
And
hand up, said it, hand up.
Given a win in a bowl, they would have 8 on the year, which is fantastic for a humongous turnaround of the island of misfit toys.
We'll take it.
You know, we will join the hype bowl.
Yeah, that's our fan base needs to shut the F up right now about him going to Oklahoma. We get these guys in daggum coaching carousels before there's even offering the job. It's just the craziest thing.
With Lincoln Riley gone off
to USC.
Yep, to USC. It says it's open. Early reports, have a big list, but it looks like they're going NFL route as of right now. Now that may be a big ploy, and they could be offering Heupel the job. Who knows? He's done something great here. I think he loves the energy that is here. I think he likes the challenge, most importantly, of bringing this thing back around.
I mean, it's not going to be money, because Tennessee can throw as much money as anybody in the nation.
Tennessee's got the money.
They call up Mr. Haslam.
We're done paying people.
I know. Our checkbook's open.
We're wide open.
We got to make one call. We call Mr. Haslam. Hey, Mr. Haslam, you think you can give us a little? Oh, absolutely. Just put my name on the check.
He said, "You've got it. All Pilot gas stations have gone up 2 cents a gallon."
But it's yours, and maybe an extra quarter on the Monster Energy drinks. But yeah, that just drives me crazy. Like, they're already, like, a lot of Tennessee fans are already saying Heupel's in the running for the Oklahoma job when it's never. We shoot ourselves in the foot. Just keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Nobody's talking about how much loyalty he has to Danny White, our AD, right?
Right.
I mean, he brought him from
US. Brought him up. Yeah. Brought him into the big names, you know.
And nobody from Tennessee wanted him. I mean, I'm honest. I didn't know who he was. So, like, I was not like, wasn't any hate, but there was like, who the heck's this guy?
I'm sitting there going, Heupel, the dude that was a quarterback and now looks like a linebacker.
Yeah, and then I look at his record from UCF? Mm-hmm. Was it UCF? I'm like, he's coming here? Well, I'm a rider. I'm a ride or die ball, so I'm not one of those, you know, negative Nancy's, fire him. I mean, I'm just not one of those guys. But I didn't know who he was. But now I do know who he is, and he better stay.
Jumping on into our championship picks. Of course, we are rolling. When is the schedule? This will be week 14 SEC schedule. Number one, Georgia. And right now, number three, Alabama. This is on December 4th at 4 Eastern on...
I love CBS. CBS is better CBS. Than ESPN. They're better than all of them.
Except for they are Tennessee haters.
You know, once again, that's another side of the fan base that everybody hates Tennessee. I mean, you could have Peyton Manning calling a game, and he compliments the other team, and oh, he hates Tennessee.
Yeah, he said something bad about him.
Yeah, you picked the SEC championship game. I hadn't made my mind up yet. I'll hear what you have to say.
It is a rough one, and because this is a do it or you're done, a get off the pot. I don't even know.
Pooper, get off the pot.
I don't even know what if Kirby, you know, he's already been allegedly on the hot seat in the past couple of years because he just can't get there, right?
Well, neither could Mark Richt. I mean, neither could anybody.
Winningest coach in Georgia history, and they pop him off, you know, right? Bring in Kirby. Yeah.
Vince Dooley. I mean, he didn't win one either, did he?
So
that's the last three coaches I can recall.
I'm going to go Georgia, and I'm going to go 38-35. I think, and I just went mind blank on the player that targeting. He won't have to, because that was early, so he won't have to, never mind. Forget I said any of that. I think Alabama scores the most points on them that has been scored against Georgia.
Since us.
Overall.
We scored 17, right? 17?
Yep, we scored 17. So overall, they're going to score the more. It's going to be a close game. I don't think they go into four overtimes.
It's going to be one or the other. I already made my mind up, but go ahead.
Let's hear it.
So I legitimately think that Georgia's offense stinks. I mean, they stink. Stetson Bennett, the 35th, stinks. I mean, he's got his, you know, if you got your numerals on the back of your name, nobody goes by that unless you're a real doucher, especially being a white guy. But anyway.
So is his sponsorship is Neil Summers Eve?
I don't get it.
His NIL, his sponsorship money. Stetson Bennett the douche, sponsored by Summers Eve.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. So you know more than me.
Come on, you're from East Tennessee. You don't know who Larry the Cable Guy is? I mean,
he's from Nebraska, and he makes fun of rednecks. I do not like him. Anyway,
he's not from Nebraska.
Yes, he is. Look it up. Google it right now while we're on. Google it while we're on. Saying, look where
is he not Larry from? The Cable Guy, like Sanford, Florida, or something like that.
Google where he's from. He's from Nebraska. That's a fake accent he puts on.
You talk about the game, and I'll do that.
Okay, so. Georgia's offense stinks. Alabama's defense is streaky. When they're on, they're on. When they're off, they're off. I think their offense is the same way. I think Young had a down game against Auburn. Nick Saban's going to whip him in shape. And I think it's going to be close. Alabama is going to win 21-17.
So they're going to put up more points than anyone, but just barely.
Just barely.
And they're not going to allow.
Georgia's good. Georgia's defense is crazy good, but their offense stinks.
Okay.
Did you Google what I told you from?
He was from Nebraska. You were correct.
You know, the only reason I know this is because I've seen him give an interview once, and he has a gold chain with a Nebraska N on it from the University of Nebraska.
That's how I see.
Well, pick the score.
I already did, 38-35.
I wasn't paying attention, I'm sorry. Right. I was thinking about Larry the Cable Guy.
There you go. So we have gone through everything on the rundown. We got just a couple minutes left. Do want to dive into a little bit of the Vols, basket Vols, the ladies.
How about them Lady Vols?
6-0, I think.
How about them Lady Vols?
6-0. What are they? Ranked 11th in the country. Put
Bring
a hurting.
Bring it back. I mean, that's on Oklahoma State.
Yes, they did. Put a hurting.
Was Oklahoma State, were they ranked?
No.
But yeah, good for them. The men's Vols, basketballs, they playing good, 4-1. I think their next game is against Presbyterian or something.
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, Presbyterian.
Or that was that could have been yesterday.
I'm looking at it now. They play on the 30th.
Okay.
They play Presbyterian College, which is 5-2, which I know nothing about Presbyterian. But they have beaten the Citadel, VMI, and they got beat by Clemson. That was, and they got beat by Cincinnati. So
they're 4-1 overall.
They're 5-2. I'm looking at it. They Clemson beat them 64-53. They played VMI twice, so they must be in that division with the Virginia Military Institute and the Citadel. Things like that. I think Furman's in there too. Or Furman, however you say it.
So yeah, so their schedule was UT Martin, which they won, ETSU, which they won.
Was talking about Presbyterian.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, I'm talking Tennessee. I'm sorry. The games where they won 90-94-62, that is just crazy. Again, of course, they lost to Villanova, won against North Carolina, which was a big win. They were ranked 18th.
That's a big win if you look at it, yep. even if Carolina's down a little bit, still a big win.
And which they were 18th at the time. Tennessee Tech, of course, beat them, and now Presbyterian on Tuesday, and then Colorado, Texas Tech. They don't. They won't play anyone big again until the 18th, when they play. As of now, number 9, Memphis.
When does the SEC season? Like, when's the conference play start in basketball? Do we know?
Wednesday the 29th is when we play Alabama, and then it goes hard into the to SEC play. With Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, South Carolina, Kentucky. That's a big one. January 15th. Vanderbilt, LSU again, Florida, you know, and they run them through there again.
But you brought up something just a minute ago. We didn't touch on it earlier, but just a little shout out to ETSU. They also beat Vanderbilt this year in football.
Hey,
and they're in the playoffs. Their playoffs start this upcoming Saturday. They're in the BC or whatever it is, FCS Division 1A, whatever. And the playoffs for the national championship. In the smaller schools. So, but yeah, congratulations, ETSU. That's the biggest win in football history, considering they only brought it back like 5 years ago.
That's a big one. And Vanderbilt has gone, 21 conference losses in a row?
Oh, they're 5-5 against us in the past 10 years.
Yeah, well, there's some hard years.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be a hard life.
Ed, we want to thank you very much for tuning in. Be sure to follow us online if you check in the link below after the show, because I forgot to put it in again. If you want to show a little support to us, check the link afterwards to donate to the cause. If you haven't already, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are, we are, and we are at TN Fan Talk. Thank you so much for the subscriptions, the watches, the listens, all that good stuff. It will just help us grow a little more, look a little better, have on a couple of well-known guests, hopefully, next year. next season.
Yeah, Peyton Manning. We sent the feelers out for Peyton.
I will.
Only... We might get Derek Dooley though. John Gruden, he'd probably do it.
Ed Ogeron's girlfriend.
Maybe. Go Balls.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.